Good morning. This is the Arizona Board of Exec Diplomacy. This is a waived hearing for Mr. Edward Smith. ADC number is 059706. Mr. Smith is before this board for an absolute discharge, a parole to a detainer, and he just... Mr. Smith is currently serving a life sentence for murder in the first degree. He was had a previous sentence. He's actually serving two life sentences for murder in the first degree, which are running consecutive to each other. He had a previous sentence of 8 years for escape first degree, in which he was paroled to his next consecutive sentence in 1991. In this particular sentence, Mr. Smith became parole eligible on October 2nd of 2016. According to the information that we have, he has taken some programming that he's actually taken since he's been incarcerated. In his release plan, he states that he's going to parole to Idaho. He has had about two major citations, one in 2014 for disrespect, another one for a positive oral refusal. According to the Ames report, Mr. Smith is now 60 years old. And he has, I'd say, a minimal amount of citations since he's been incarcerated. However, the majority of the citations were all majors, and many of them involved the refusal or drugs, just as his last one that he received in 2014 as a positive refusal for drugs. So, say he came before this board in 1991, where he was granted a 412B, where he was paroled to his next sentence. According to the court documents that we have, this is an incident that occurred back in April 1986. He actually was found guilty of three crimes of first degree murder of two persons and his twin brother, along with his twin brother Donna and Yuma Officer Moss. On April 9th, Mr. Smith and his twin brother Donna boarded a Greyhound bus in Central California bound for Yuma. The brothers knew that warrants were out for their arrest were in effect in Texas. When they were on the bus bound for Yuma, they were continuing their flight from law enforcement. Bus passenger witnessed them drinking beer and being obnoxious. After one brother left the bathroom on the bus, the passenger found bullets in the bathroom and notified the bus driver. The driver stopped at an inspection station, mass employees there. The call ahead to Yuma authorities and Yuma police dispatched a police officer. When Officer Moss arrived at the Yuma bus station, the bus was already at the terminal. The Smith brothers were off the bus. Donald was on the outside of the station, and his brother Edward Smith stood nearby. Officer Moss approached Edward and asked about a disturbance on the bus. Moss attempted to frisk Edward, who resisted, and Moss put Edward on the ground. In the ensuing struggle, the tables were turned, and Edward managed to place Moss on the ground. Some witness testified that Edward then began shooting Officer Moss. Other witness testified that Smith's brother Donald approached and began firing rounds into Officer Moss. In any event, Officer Moss was able to return Donald's car, and Officer Moss shot Donald several times, killing Donald. Officer Moss died shortly thereafter from this room. Smith fled the scene and was captured a week later in Oklahoma. He was returned to Yuma for trial. on the counts that charged him with first degree murder, as I stated earlier, of both Officer Moss and Donald Smith, and with escape in the first degree. That is predominantly what has happened. According to Mr. Smith's criminal history, he does have a extensive violent criminal history that he actually had since prior to this incident occurred. Looks like on April 27th of 1975, he was convicted of burglary in Dallas, Texas, and had a 5-year prison sentence. In June of 1979, he had an aggravated assault on a police officer in Fort Worth, Texas, where he received a 6-month jail sentence. In October of 1981, he had a terror threat where he received 15 days in jail, along with some other crimes that he has previously been convicted of. That is the information that we have and the documentation that we have here for Mr. Edward Smith. I do see that he was away, and there are no submissions of program certificates that he received. There are numerous letters and proposal and victim responses that we have attached to the file that are an objection to the release of Mr. Smith or any parole that he may be eligible to receive at this time. I noticed that we do have a victim representative here with us. We also have a victim representative on the phone. We have Mr. Edward Smith, Mr. Roy Moss. Sir, did you wish to speak? Okay, sir, if you would just come up to the podium and state your full name, sir, and go ahead and present the information that you'd like to present to the board.
Good morning, folks. My name is Roy Moss. I'm the son of the older brother of victim Gary Moss, police officer from Yuma. I'm here representing the grave. And I really don't want to say a whole lot, but I was at the hearing here last year, and that was very informative to see what you folks do and how you handle it. As far as Mr. Smith goes, to me, he has not shown any form of apology or that he cared about actually what happened. We had a chance last year with other family members that were on the phone and myself, my son being here. He chose to walk out of that meeting. And to me, that told me a lot that he doesn't care. And considering his background and his record and what his record from the jail service, he's not the type of individual that I want to see back on the street. And I don't think he can really fit into a civil community like we have. His whole, basically his whole life has been nothing but problems. Really they were caused by his family and the type of environment he was growing up in, situations where he lived. People have lived in similar situations and have not turned out that bad. I put the whole crux on him, and I think he's got what he deserves. And personally, I know he'd be eligible to go to Idaho for another sentence. However, I'd like to see him stay in Arizona. I understand he's down at the prison in Yuma. I've been down at that prison. I've toured it. I'm a retired police officer. I know that's a good place for me, and I'd like to see him stay. Thank you.
Any questions from on the board? Mr. Moss, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, on the phone, we actually have Ms. Mary Gray. Can you hear me, Ms. Gray?
Yeah.
Okay, if you would just state your full name and go ahead and present any information that you'd like to present to the board at this time.
No, I'm Mary Gray, and Gary was my brother. And I just wanted to say what how awful this is, what this has all done to our family. My dad died of guilt because he thought that Gary following in his footsteps, he was at fault for Gary being killed. My mother chose to die because she was sick and would not fight, because she wanted to be with Gary and their dad. So they both are gone. And when somebody dies from suffering, it's a blessing. Gary didn't die that way. Gary died violently. And along with the airmen in Idaho the day or two before Gary was killed, he died of very violent death at the hands of Ed Smith. And I think, I honestly believe that Ed Smith is a very violent man. And I don't think he ever should be out on the street. He should never be free. I really think that his violence will follow him. And it's just, my family, losing Gary tore my family apart, and it's not right. He didn't just kill Gary, he killed our whole family. And I don't think he should ever, ever leave that prison. Thank you.
Thank you, and that's great. The board's at this time, since Mr. Smith had chose to wait his hearing at this time, based on all the information that we have, the documentation that we have here, I also want to note that there is a letter of objection, a previous letter that's in the file from the office of the Yuma County Attorney's Office that's objecting to any parole releasing Mr. Smith. I do want to just quick comment and just kind of sum this up, that Mr. Smith and his brother were on the run for a previous crime that they had committed. They were stopped by a uniformed police officer in Yuma. When they were stopped by the police officer, the officer attempted to search him. The officer was in full uniform. During the process of the search, Mr. Smith, along with his brother, became involved in a confrontation with the officer. Subsequently, one of them shot the officer, which he subsequently died. The officer was able to return fire on the suspects, killing Donald Smith, which was the victim's brother at that time, and the victim then fled. He was later captured and taken to court and found guilty by a jury. I think based on his criminal past, his history that he has, that's not as extensive while he's been incarcerated, however, most of his crimes, citations that he received were of a felony nature. I do not see Mr. Smith being paroled or getting to receive an absolute discharge of being paroled to his next consecutive sentence. That's my opinion. I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. And no other comments coming from the colleagues, and I am going to make a motion to deny absolute discharge of parole to his next consecutive sentence to Mr. Smith. I am going to further ask for a 1 year sit-on since this incident occurred in 1986. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Motion by myself. Second by Mr. Woodhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Mill, Dr. Wright. We did ask for a 1 year set-off. The reasons for denial is going to be that it was a serious and violent offense, was a loss of human lives. I'm going to mark it as a serious and deviant offense. I'm going to mark trauma to the victim as the officer did have. Did you have a letter, sir?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Mr. Thompson, regarding the letter that you mentioned, I just want to make sure that it's the current letter from the letter of opposition from, and good morning, members. That's the current letter of opposition written by the Yuma County Attorney, dated January 11, 2019. Is that the one you have in your file?
Yeah, the one I have was, but I was going off, it's 2017. Just make sure.
So I have copies of
it. We have it.
We have it.
Oh, okay. All right, just want to make sure. Thank you.
You see when the pieces of paper, sometimes they get mixed up, but we do have that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
But thanks for calling to our attention, though. It will be reflected in the record.
I'm also going to, I said I was going to mark trauma to the victim as a result of the victim actually having a struggle with the defendants at the time. Also, that there were multiple victims, marked criminal history on his body and criminal past, history of assaultive behavior and prior criminal history, and also repeat offender as he was had previous actually marked. I'm not going to mark poor institutional behavior as for the amount of time that he actually been in there. His last citation he received was in 2014. So, but I will mark. I'm just not going to mark recent disciplinary infraction. The market history of assaultive behavior needs closer supervision and a lack of programming, poor release plan, no family or community support. Those will be other reasons for his denial. That is going to conclude his hearing at this time. Ms. Gray? Ms. Gray, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Okay, that is going to conclude the hearing. At this time, we do want to thank you for participating in the hearing. We will be disconnecting the phone at this time. Also, Mr. Moss, we want to thank you for taking the time and coming down and appearing before this board. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time. Thank everyone for their participation.